extended weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 44 today under mainly clear skies, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 36.
Mid-America Network News. A Kansas City radio DJ was killed yesterday in a shooting near the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally at Union Station. Officials say at the conclusion of the rally, there were shots fired west of Union Station near the garage and several people were struck. Here's Chief of Police Stacy Graves.
Our gunshot wound total has went up to 22. Right now, we're still working on a total of number of victims. This is still an active investigation.
Kansas City Police has set up a tips line for people who witnessed the shooting incident. That's 816-413-3477. An online search tool could help more than 1,500 Kansans claim back wages recovered by the U.S. Departments of Labor Wage and Hour Division. The online tool is called WOW, Workers Owed Wages. I'm Stephanie Austin.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
A 21-year-old Wichita woman has been arrested in connection to a crash that killed a Salina resident last year. Saline County jail records show that Abigail Aaron was booked Tuesday for second-degree murder, driving under the influence and traffic offenses. The crash happened after 1 a.m. on February 15, 2023. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that 26-year-old Daisha Inslee died in the accident. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff tomorrow in honor of an Olathe Marine who was killed last week in a helicopter crash in California. Lance Corporal Donovan Davis, 21 years old, was a crew chief for the CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter that crashed during a storm in the mountains outside of San Diego on February 7th. Davis enlisted in the Marines in September 2019 and was just recently promoted to the rank of Lance Corporal in January of 2024. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber has named a new president in Jamie Carl, who previously served as Nebraska Chamber's vice president. He has worked with two Nebraska U.S. senators as a U.S. Army veteran and also spent the last 5 years with the Ohio Manufacturers Association. He is taking over for Cindy Johnson, who is retiring. Carl said in a statement that there are no limits on what Grand Island can achieve. In other news, Howard County Sheriff Tom Bush is stepping down to take over as manager of the Heartland Public Shooting Park in Grand Island. Hornady Manufacturing of Grand Island took over management of the park from the city of Grand Island last week and said in a statement that Bush has a deep personal connection with the shooting park, having served the facility as a volunteer over the last decade. In addition to his law enforcement background, Bush served as a U.S. Marine sergeant with combat deployments to Iraq, where he was awarded the Navy Achievement Medal. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Rusty at Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty at Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24. $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,486 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Knights will be this year's theme for the Marshall County Fair. The annual event, July 18th through the 23rd. The theme was submitted by Ashley Still. Authorities Tuesday recovered a fire truck stolen from the Burchard, Nebraska Volunteer Department following a lengthy case dating back to last June when the 2004 Chevrolet pickup was reported missing. A property owner in Lancaster County where the truck was found is cooperating with law enforcement, who remain uncertain as to how the truck got there, with multiple items from the vehicle inside a nearby house. An Omaha man, 25-year-old Shelby Watkins, had previously been arrested in connection with the theft in Pawnee County. Pawnee County Commissioners appointed Deputy Clerk Rachel King to County Clerk effective March 2nd, with the pending retirement resignation of Candy Nicholas. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of February 19th due to President's Day Monday. Next regular meeting, February 26th. Prairie Hills and Nemahal Central School Districts continue an impasse on transfer of property, with USD 115 authorizing the filing of a petition with the State Board of Education regarding students attending and properties located in the Burn area. Mediation efforts have failed, while Jackson Heights and USD 380 Vermilion District have reached agreement over boundaries. Nemahal Central contends some 75% of students in the Burn area attend USD 115, while Prairie Hills has retained property tax revenues the past 11 years. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities on Friday, February 16th, including cheese, whole chickens, ground beef, and chicken leg quarters. This distribution is for only those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the distribution Friday. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Agency on Aging can answer questions about income guidelines. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Hellring Center Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. for income-qualified Marshall County residents. Mercy Meals, Blue Rivers area, southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas will be packing 60,000 meals at the Odell Community Building Monday and remain in need of volunteers, running at least four lines on six shifts of 2 hours per shift, 10 a.m. through 8 p.m. Help on the cleanup shift also appreciated. Volunteers may call the State Bank of Odell at 402-766-3720 to sign up. Learn more on their Facebook page, Mercy Meals, Odell. Washington County Public Transportation is now offering rides for county residents. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging is serving as dispatch and is scheduling reservations.
As an agency on aging, we do annual needs assessments, and one of the needs that has come up consistently in all of our areas is transportation. We offer general public transportation in Brown and Jackson counties currently in our service area. And there was a need in Washington County. So it is general public transportation, so it's open to anyone who lives in Washington County. And we will take riders anywhere, basically, that they need to go, as long as we can do it during the work days. We're excited to help fill that need. It's very challenging, especially if you're going to a medical appointment and you need someone to drive you. You might not have family or friends available to take you to those appointments. So this is just another resource available. The other thing is both of our vans are ADA accessible, so they do have wheelchair securement. So anybody that is in need of assistance or is using a mobility device, vans are equipped to transport pretty much anywhere they need to go. Since we're pretty new still, we do have a lot of availabilities, but the sooner they know, the better. For example, for somebody here in Hiawatha, sometimes we're booked a week out. If you know it's a medical appointment in 2 weeks, we recommend you call as soon as you know that you need a ride. We do try our best to do same day and next day calls if we can, but it is a first come, first serve system. All dispatching for all of our locations is done out of our office in Hiawatha. They can call our general public transportation number. It's 785-742-7153.
Barbara L. Barb Buck, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service will be held Thursday, 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary, with a family visitation from 6 until 9 p.m. Thursday. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barb Buck of Marysville. Donald W. Don Harmer, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Don Harmer.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures starting to cool down today. Sunshine with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. A slight chance for some snow showers overnight tonight. Cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. There will be a slight chance for some snow early on Friday, then mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Then clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying sunny into Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, and partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Staying warmer into Monday as well, sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Still sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45, record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 11, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:20, sunset this evening at 6:03. Brief shower moved across the region with an approaching cold front Wednesday evening.
We've all heard of Einstein's theory of relativity. Do you know his theory of happiness? We will clue you in on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 15th, the 46th day of the year. The astronomer Galileo was born on this day, and Canada introduced its new maple leaf flag on this day in 1965. Albert Einstein may have been a genius in physics. Was he as insightful when it came to human nature? Legend has it that, having no cash to tip a bellboy, he quickly penned a short note for him telling the boy that it may be worth something one day. That note eventually sold at auctions for $1.6 million. Here's what it said. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. Modern-day research may quibble with that theory. Evidence shows that happiness brings success rather than the other way around. Of course, it is all relative. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarter.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. On the eve of their Super Bowl victory parade, the Kansas City Chiefs announced that they are giving defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, better known by his nickname Spags, a contract extension. The terms of the deal have not been released yet, but the 40-plus-year veteran was key to the 25-22 overtime victory in Super Bowl 58 over the San Francisco 49ers. Here's what head coach Andy Reid said that he learned this season.
What you're seeing in the game today is these defensive coordinators, and I tell you ours included, are very flexible with their coverages. So it's not just one or two coverages that they're going to throw at you. They're being able to teach multiple coverages, and they're not afraid to use them at any time during the game. So that's where I tell you the game's changing a little bit. As far as myself, you know, obviously patience was one thing that we had to do on the offensive side. As guys learned, the young guys learned, or the new guys learned, very grateful for the job that Spags did with the defensive side.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the winners. Play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Shortly after the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade for Super Bowl 58, shots were fired just west of Union Station, forcing media members and fans alike to hide underneath the stage. Kansas City police told people to get out of the area as soon as possible and later reported that 15 to 20 people were injured in the shooting. More information is being gathered, being that this is an ongoing investigation. Here's what Chiefs head coach Andy Reid had to say about his three-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he has a love for the game, and so when you have that type of love, especially as young as he is, that's I don't think that's going anywhere. And he doesn't let all the outside events affect his play. I mean, he's one of those guys that is known worldwide, really, and that really doesn't faze him.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night basketball, Marysville hosting Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Frankfort at Washington County on FM 95.5.
Often overlooked due to its more relaxed habit, the native coral berry provides lots of value to pollinators and birds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. It's native to shaded woods, thickets, and stream banks in eastern North America, from Mexico to New England and the Great Lakes. This low-growing shrub forms thickets of arching branches 2 to 5 feet tall and up to 6 feet wide. Its growth habit is well suited to slopes and areas in need of erosion control. Coral berry adapts to partial sun and shade, moist to dry loamy or rocky soils. Yellowish-white flowers tinged with pink appear in early to midsummer. These are followed by purplish-red fruit that matures in fall and persists into winter. A variety of native bees and butterflies are attracted to the nectar-rich flowers, and you'll find songbirds dining on the colorful berries in winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
FBLA inspires and prepares students to become community-minded business leaders. Celebrate National FBLA Week with Sunflower Community Credit Union, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Blue Valley Technologies, and Free CPA.
Hi, I'm Dasha Make, and I'm a senior at Marysville High School. I participated in FBLA for 4 years, and I'm currently the FBLA Vice President. Some benefits I've gained from FBLA is public speaking skills and the opportunity to network. Leadership Day is one of my favorite activities that our FBLA chapter participates in. It's where we go to one of the local colleges and tour the campus and talk to some advisors.
My name is Kirsten Tholstrup, and I'm a senior at Washington County High School, and I've been a part of FBLA all 4 years of high school, and this year I am our chapter's president. My favorite activity that I've participated in is the Community Service Project, as I get to serve the community and show others what I've done and how it has benefited the community. I think FBLA is a great organization because there are tests and events for anyone who's interested in joining, and it's a new way to get out and learn new things.
My name is Nick Fries, and I'm the public historian in FBLA. I'm a junior in high school, and I've been an FBLA member for, this is my third year. My favorite activity to do in FBLA is Management Information Systems, which is an impromptu event that I compete in. The benefits to being a member of FBLA are you get a lot of career experience, and you learn a lot about different business degrees and other things like that. As an officer, you learn a lot of responsibilities, and you get a lot of experience with helping control and take care of different events and activities.
FBLA inspires and prepares students to become community-minded business leaders. Celebrate National FBLA Week with Sunflower Community Credit Union, Marysville Mutual Insurance, Blue Valley Technologies, and Free CPA.
This June 6th fire may have been the best thing that ever happened to Seattle, but it sure made shopping a hassle. We'll return with a unique story of how one city rebuilt after disaster when the American countryside returns after this.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Most of the time, people would consider a raging fire sweeping through the heart of downtown to be a very bad thing. But as Seattle historian Rick Botell will tell you, this fire in Seattle was perhaps a good thing.
Glue in those days came in solid bricks. 2:30 in the afternoon, the glue pot boils over, starts the fire. 33 blocks flat in 12 hours.
The fire consumed every building and allowed the city to consider raising part of its downtown area called Pioneer Square. In the year after the fire, business owners began rebuilding using stone instead of wood. It took planners a full 12 months, though, before they could begin hauling dirt from the hills to raise the city's foundations above sea level. The delay created one of the most unusual sites to be found in any city, anywhere.
The city said, well, we own the streets, so we're just going to raise the streets up 10 feet, starting here at First Avenue, and then they terraced them going up the hill as they were regrading, so that First Avenue was 10 feet high, Second Avenue was 15 feet high, and so on, till you got the Sixth Avenue, which had walls 35 feet above the ground.
As Botell describes, what resulted was a new Seattle downtown with streets graded to lie 10 to 35 feet above the first floors of the buildings. It made a short walk seem like a mountainous climb.
You had to climb ladders. So if you wanted to cross First Avenue, you'd have to go to the intersection, climb the ladder, cross the street, but then you'd have to go down the ladder on the other side, back down to the ground, It was a hassle.
The system just didn't work, and businesses began to close and move from Seattle. In the 1890s, though, the city began raising the sidewalks to the same level as the streets, and this meant that the second floor of most downtown buildings now became the first floor where people entered. The lower floors were not filled in, but were now under the city sidewalks, creating what is today known as the Seattle Underground. Traveling the countryside, in Seattle, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come. Of God, I come, I come.
Be on the lookout for mouse tunnels around your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Trunks and roots of apple trees are among the favorite meals for mice in the winter as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
There's a lot of snow on the ground and you're just a little mouse, it's tough finding your next meal. But if you happen to be scampering around fruit trees, dinner is served. Apple trees especially have thin bark and are very easy to chew on. Ward Upham is an extension horticulturist at Kansas State University. He says mice will go after any prunings on the ground first. If there's snow covering the prunings, the rodents will focus on the tasty trunks.
They don't go deep into the tree. What they're after is that tissue that's just under the bark. But when they do that, they can damage the cambium and the phloem tissues, which can cut off the food supply to that root system. And that's what actually damages the tree. So what you're looking for is actual damage to the trunk. Now, it's going to be close to the ground, and you're going to see part of that trunk tissue chewed away.
If they gnaw all the way around the trunk, the damage can be severe enough to kill the tree. Upham says the best way to protect your fruit trees from mice is to deny them a place to hide.
First thing you do is just clean up around the tree. Make sure there's no grass, no weeds, because that's where they go to hide. These mice are prey for a number of our predators, such as foxes and coyotes, that can cut down on the population. So if you have all that area cleared out, you can reduce the population quite a bit just because predators can easily find them.
You can also use a physical barrier, such as hardware cloth around the trunk, so they can't get through it. Setting a mouse trap isn't a bad idea either. Upham recommends putting it inside a PVC pipe that's large enough to hold a trap, but small enough so wildlife and pets can't get to it. Learn more about protecting your fruit trees from rodent damage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
An ag policy expert defends the safety net aspect of the federal farm bill today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Since the last farm bill expired, we've been operating under a temporary extension until a new program is approved. While the extension runs through September, Texas A&M University Extension economist Joe Outlaw admits
I don't expect it to be done in 24 unless something wild happens after the election. And even then, if House or Senate flips, it's going to be enough change that I don't think it'll happen early in 25 either.
Outlaw responds to the critics of the safety net portion of the farm bill.
I've told people for most of my career that I think the farm bill is for the consumer. Now, you have to be on your game to kind of follow the logic of that because, you know, if we keep the farmers around, if we're able to provide a safety net that allows them to try again next year, then that keeps food prices from jumping all around and it gives us stability.
Outlaw says the farm program helps level the playing field.
Most of the textbooks are written that we'd be way better off without any kind of government intervention. And I would be fine with that if the rest of the world would start first. But why is it up to the American farmer to bear the brunt of we're going to do away with all of our stuff, and we hope other people do as well, which has never happened.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's time to tax like a champ with help from your local pros at H&R Block. Block guarantees 100% accuracy and your max refund or your money back.
Walk in or make an appointment with your local H&R Block agent, 907 Broadway in Marysville or 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice, to see for yourself why it's better with Block.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville, 907 Broadway, or in Beatrice at 115 North 6th.
Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, many regions across the United States have been struggling with avian influenza, as it's also been identified in McPherson and Rice counties here in the state of Kansas. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack testified before the House Ag Committee about where we are in developing a workable avian influenza vaccine.
I'd say we were probably 18 months or so away from being able to identify a vaccine that would be effective for this particular HPAI that we're dealing with now. The problem, of course, is it mutates. And so you have to basically create ultimately a vaccine that is available for all strains, right? So there's that issue. The second issue is how do you deliver the vaccine? Do you deliver it in a way that is efficient and effective and less expensive, or is an injection required? Well, when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of birds, that's difficult. So we're trying to develop that process for distributing the vaccine. Then the other issue is whether or not you can get to a point where by vaccinating you can distinguish between a bird that's been vaccinated versus a bird that's actually sick. And we're working on that. We've got work to do. There is a commitment to get it done.
Still with Vilsack, but in other news, he calls the data in the 2022 Census of Agriculture a, quote, wake-up call for the industry. In a statement following the release of the census, Vilsack says, quote, it's imperative that we continue to deliver agriculture policies that create multiple streams of income and new, more competitive models for small and mid-sized farms. The census reports 141,733 fewer farms in 2022 than 2017. The number of farm acres fell more than 20 million acres from just 5 years ago. It said increased regulations, rising supply costs, lack of available labor, and weather disasters have all squeezed farmers to the point that many of them find it impossible to remain economically sustainable.
If you are a hunter, sports shooter, outdoors lover, or just gun and knife enthusiast, Max Shows presents the Wichita Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday at Century 2. Admission is only $14 for adults.
12 and under, get in free.
This Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. Come to Century 2 and see everything from antiques to the latest in technology. Plus, at the Wichita Gun and Knife Show, you can buy, sell, or trade.
Over 350 vendors will be on display selling guns, knives, and ammo.
Max Shows presents the Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday at Century 2.
Attention, Southwest Kansas. The best deal of the year is here. How would you like to save up to $500 with United? Now, for a limited time, United is giving you up to $500 back when you make the switch. With United, you get the best coverage, the best unlimited data, the best local customer service, and the best rates. Did we mention you can now get up to $500 back? It's the hottest deal of the year, and it's the best time to save. Don't miss out. Stop by United or visit getunited.com/500back today. Terms and conditions.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Make sure your manure spreader is calibrated correctly. A 5-gallon bucket, some tarps, and a calculator are all you need on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Attention farmers and growers. Upgrade your equipment with Maxim Agricultural Tires, where performance meets value. We deliver you a premium range of tires designed for superior traction, enhanced durability, and maximum performance, all at a competitive price. Our technology-driven radial tires, available in both standard and VF construction, are engineered to meet the evolving needs of farmers worldwide. Don't compromise on quality. Choose Maxim for reliability in every field. Visit us at Maxim Tire. To learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Nutrient load as you're spreading manure on your fields is important for the environment and for the bottom line. This is only achieved if the spreader is calibrated for the right application amount. Rory Lewandowski is an extension educator at Ohio State University. He says the application rate for manure spreaders is generally expressed as tons per acre or gallons per acre. When calibrating for gallons per acre, he says measuring capacity by weight is the most accurate.
We could figure the density of manure by taking like 5-gallon pail samples, weighing them and figuring out that density and then multiplying that density times weight to get a gallonage. The second method that could be used would be to use a mathematical formula to get volume. So if we know our length, width, and height of our spreader, we can figure out a volume in cubic feet, and then there are constants that we can multiply that by.
Pin down some tarps in the field to help calibrate solid manure spreaders.
We would make sure that they're placed far enough out in the field so that when we go over them, that we're at our normal operating speed that we're spreading at. We're going to drive over those tarps. We'd usually do this multiple times, 3 to 4 times, maybe 3 to 4 different tarps. We'd collect those tarps. Then we find that we've got, say, 13 pounds over a given area. And then there's a constant, again, that we multiply by. So we've got a formula. We'll come up with a tons per acre type of figure.
A manure nutrient analysis is another important part of the puzzle, so you know what's going into the soil. And be sure to credit nutrient contributions from other sources, such as legumes. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips for manure spreader calibration at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders, featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. Seed tender use available. Low salt starter fertilizer, $8.29/2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157. Offering 13% off seed orders and a great price on low salt starter fertilizer right now.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's been quite a bit of two-sided trade today. Back and forth, choppy trading. Lower in the grains, though, as we'll actually start in the soybeans. March soybeans trying to dig their way out of the red. Currently down 3.25 at 1167 and a quarter. May down a nickel at 1171 and a quarter. March soybean meals down 220 to 341.10. And soy oil down 8 points at 46.27. Cotton still having a decent day. March cotton up 107 to 94.55. May's up 71 to 95.09. Into the grain, still some pressure on the both corn and wheat markets. March corn down 3.5 to 420 and 3/4 cents. May's down a nickel at 432 and a quarter. That 420 mark, by the way, is the new low. In the wheat markets, double-digit losses with high inventory numbers and low demand. March Kansas City wheat up down 12.5, rather, at 575 and a quarter. May's down 14 and 3/4 to 569 and a quarter. Oats mostly unchanged today, but slight gains in the later months. March is unchanged at 382. May's up a 0.25 cent at 3. 72. Into the livestock now. It's been back and forth, but live and feeder cattle have dug their way out of the red figures. February live cattle up $1.02 at 183.42. April up 147 to 185.47. They have some losses in the later futures months. However, the immediate month of March for feeder cattle up 85 cents at 247.07. April contract up 67 to $250.27 per hundredweight. Hogs still mostly higher today. April hogs up 52 to 85.05, with May up 47 at 88.97. We'll take a stroll down Wall Street and see mostly higher numbers across the board as they try to regain momentum after Tuesday's huge sell-off. The S&P up 22 at 5,023 rather. The NASDAQ up 29 points at 15,888. And the Dow up 243 at 38,668. Into the metals, we see February gold at $15.50 an ounce at 2,580. March silver currently up 55 cents at 22.94. Dollar index still feeling some pressure today. The March dollar down 33 at 104.28.
If you are a hunter, sports shooter, outdoors lover, or just gun and knife enthusiast, Max Shows presents the Wichita Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday at Century 2. Admission is only $14 for adults.
12 and under, get in free.
This Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. Come to Century 2 and see everything from antiques to the latest in technology. Plus, at the Wichita Gun and Knife Show, you can buy, sell, or trade.
Over 350 vendors will be on display selling guns, knives, and ammo.
Max Shows presents the Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday at Century 2.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent, high-performing yield history for over 3 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-6-
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State Junior Producer Days supply Kansas youth with relevant industry knowledge and hands-on experience for their livestock projects. K-State Youth Livestock Coordinator Lexi Hayes relays what participants can expect to learn at these events.
Well, this spring, we have the Junior Producer Days that are coming up, and since we are in an even year, we will be doing a beef and a sheep day, and we host the swine and meat goat days in odd years. So these are one-day educational events for families. They are geared towards youth, but we encourage the whole family to come, especially if it's a family that is new to the project. Extension agents are really open to anyone that wants to come and learn about that project, but we'll be covering a variety of topics from selection to nutrition, and then at the end of the day, we'll have some showmanship and grooming and clipping demos as well. We will cover a wide range of topics to make sure that everyone that comes learns something new to take home and apply to their project for the upcoming year.
She discusses more event details in this year's speaker lineup.
On March 2nd and also March 16th, we'll actually be in Weber Arena. Starting at about 9 o'clock for both days, registration tables will open at 8, and we'll start with selection for both days. So, and then we'll go into some breakout sessions. So families can pick and choose what workshops they want to go to make sure they tailor the educational day towards what their needs are. We have a variety of speakers coming in. Some of them are faculty members, and then we also have both K-State undergrad students, graduate students, and then we'll have some guest speakers. So we have a variety of expertise areas.
For those exhibiting livestock at the Kansas State Fair or Kansas Junior Livestock Show, Hayes explains the opportunities available to complete requirements for attendance.
So after the program officially closes, there'll be some optional courses at the end of the day, one being YQCA, Youth for the Quality Care of Animals, which is a youth livestock quality assurance program. It is required for any child that's going to go on and show at the state fair or junior livestock show. And then there are a few county fairs that require it as well. And so they need to talk to their local office about what those requirements may be. But it is an annual training, and so it's a good opportunity that if they're already here, they can go ahead and knock out that training as well and be set for the year. And while that training is going on for the kids, I'll also be hosting a state livestock nomination session for parents and some of those older youth so they understand what the process looks like if they're going to nominate for the state fair or junior livestock show.
That was K-State Youth Livestock Coordinator Lexi Hayes on the K-State Junior Producer Days and their importance to youth livestock projects. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
All of us at Family Fair are proud of the Falls City FFA chapters and leaders. These members invest considerable time on projects and research to further their grasp of agribusiness in all its forms. From your supporters at Family Fair in Beatrice, formerly known as SunMart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons. OCZ's Paintworks is proud of the Nemaha Central FFA chapter. The training these students are receiving will be invaluable now and in the future. Thank you to the chapter leaders for guiding and sharing your experiences in the ag industry. From all of us at OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Helena Agri Enterprises supports the Centralia and all area FFA chapters, and thanks the leaders for teaching our youth the varied aspects of the industry. It will be beneficial to them in the future endeavors. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Always proud to support our youth.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have regained much of the ground they lost earlier in the week. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones was 200 points higher, creeping toward 39,000. The S&P was ahead 0.2%. The Nasdaq was down 0.2%. The latest sign of a resurgence in organized labor comes from Cornell University, where a study shows the number of workers who went on strike last year doubled from the year before. Massive work stoppages in the entertainment and auto industries were the drivers. Airplane maker Airbus says it expects to deliver more than 800 aircraft this year, despite supply chain issues. Last year, Airbus pumped out 735 planes, its quarterly revenues hitting nearly $25 billion. And thousands of vehicles from Volkswagen brands, including Porsche and Audi, are stuck. They're sitting at U.S. ports amid issues with a Chinese-made part. The Financial Times says construction of that part violated laws against forced labor. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For Caregivers Day, Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center honors and recognizes the countless contributions of caregivers who provide care and support to those in need. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Country Library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.